Ketubis, Daf Yerachim Alf Yerachim Beis, Shir Lamed Dalid.
Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. So good. The proven Fashdain. Rabir. Mishnah Godol, Shabbal Aktana. Godol Shabbal Aktana doesn't seem to be much controversy about Godol Shabbal Aktana. Godol Shabbal Aktana, everyone seems to agree, Ksuvasa Masai, and everyone seems to be good with that. Everyone's good with that. The Maisa, the Rashba is going to discuss why the Gemara on Amud Beis gives a lengthy explanation, and Godol Shabbal Aktana will get there. You know, we see that Beis Hashem, but at the moment, Godol Baktan is not really our discussion very much. Not much controversy in that. Cotton Shabbal Gdoila, Mukaseis Kisubasa Masayim, Divra Mecha, Chamoy Mukaseis Kisubasa Mana. So, what's the case of Cotton Shabbal Gdoila? Over here, we have some controversy. Yerushalmi says that Cotton Shabbal Gdoila is not Meshu the Bsulam, he's not Magil the Bsulam. Shami says you can't akopanim according to one man d'amar in the Yishalmi. The Rajba brings the Yishalmi. He can't touch the. He's not meisha the b'sulim. In Maisa v'ne magi the b'sulim. Menchas Chinuch says that it's aloch l'mosh misinai that cotton is meisa is not a meisa. Nothing to do with these meisha the b'sulim or not. If you take a look at Rashi, we went back in Rashi also. Cotton pachas mi benteisha she'amru chachamim and biyosepiu baloi balo gdeila. It sounds like it's just aloch l'mosh misinai. That's what the chacham said. Yeah, that's the machlokes. We explain that the Rashba says that the whole yisoid of the ksuba is tali in chayin, and the whole discussion of katan shabbal gdoila or the discussion of mukas eitz is all about whether it's of the chayin or not of the chayin. That's what we're going to be getting to the next discussion over here. The Gemara says, "Besula almana grusha chalutzim and nesuin ksubasan mana." Says the Rashba, why is it ksubasan mana? It's ksubasan mana because it's of the chayna. Even though we know she's a besula, she doesn't have chayin. It's not telling him besulim or not besulim. That's what the Rashba says. However, in Rashi's mashmanis, I say, Rashi says, Besula min anisuin kegoin shenichas ruba meis bala becheskas shelo nivela. She's becheskas shelo nivela. Ksubasamana im nisis lachar stam ksubasamana the becheskas bula kaima mishenichas luchupa. What's going on? I thought you said becheskas shelo nivela. Now you're saying becheskas bula kaima. But one thing's for sure, Rashi's saying it's not the vart that even though she's a besula of the chayna. Rashi says the vart is becheskas bula kaima. Sounds like Rashi says, this isha is becheskas beula. If you look in the Ran, in the back of the Gemara, the Ran says very similar to Rashi, just with ktas, with a shinoi katan. Says the Ran. The first half of the Rashi is the same. He says that it's talking about over here, becheskas shelo nivela, ksubasa mane, why demishenises, hare hi ki beula. Harei hi kibbeula. In other words, we don't care it's becheskas shaloi nivela. Harei hi kibbeula. That was the lashon of the Rambam we saw. The Rambam is actually moisif two words. Harei kibbeula. The chol davar we saw in the Rambam. So, the Achroinim want perhaps to learn Rashi is going al derech the Rambam. There could be a shina katan between the Rashi and the Ran, which is as follows. The Kivegra asks a question. What happens if the Isha says, I know that you think I'm not a Ba'ula, a Basula, but guess what I am? And she marries him out tonight that she's a Basula, and lo and behold, he finds out that she's a Basula. So if you say like Lashon of Rashi, then we could kvetch in and say it's Cheskas Ba'ula Kaima. That's if he's not so Stam as Lashon of Rashi. If this is like Stam, Ksubasa Mana Becheskas Ba'ula. But what happens if she says, listen, I'm not a Ba'ula, and I'm marrying you Aldas and I'm a Basula. You have reason to think I'm not, but I am. So then, maybe the Ksubasa will be Masai. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam says, Hareki Ba'ula, finished. Now we're saying she's Becheskas Ba'ula Kaima. She is Ki Ba'ula.
She still make it tonight that she has to.
Not that she's a psula.
Oh,
We don't care if she's a psula or not. That's not what's koveya masayim or not masayim. Okay, she can make that part of her toisefes, but that's not ikir ksuba. That won't be ikir ksuba. Fine.
Why wouldn't she lose her chen?
What?
Why wouldn't she lose her chen?
It's nothing to do with chen. Nothing to do with chen. And achanami, if you go like the Rajba that everything is totally in chen, it's irrelevant. She's a basula, not a basula. We know she's a basula. She's a basula, but she lost her chen. Why'd she lose her chen? Because she ready was nechas el chuppah. It's too late. She lost her chen. Masha'en chen. It sounds like from Rashi, aside from the Ran, the pshat is this is called that she ready is a status of a ba'ula. The shaila is like this, Rabbi Sai. This woman is a basula almana. So the din of a basula is ksubasa masayim. She is in fact the basula. Why is she not getting ksubasa masayim? Befrat, if you say ksuba is isha's midyor raisa, the achoyim es nekasha. This isha's legit. She's a basula. Why is a ksuba not masayim? So if you say that, according to the Rashba, maybe the Rashba is only going to Rabbanah, but the Rashba is saying, the Yisoid is not Basula. The Yisoid is a Basula has Chayin. If you have a Basula, it doesn't have Chayin. So she doesn't have the qualities of a Basula. It's totally in Chayin. Befrat the Rashba the Shitasai. That the Rashba says that the amount is not the Araisa. The Rashba said the ksuba of a basul is the Araisa. The amount was given to the Chachamim. So the Chachamim said this Isha doesn't have chayin. Her ksuba is going to be a man. Masha'egan, according to Rashi says, Be'etzem, she's a basula. And if she says, I'm marrying because I'm a basula, she gets Masayim. Why does this woman not get Masayim? So Rabbi Sai, I think it depends on how we understand why Almana gets a mana. Why is she called Almana, Rabbi Sai? What does that mean?
Subtract the mana.
What?
Subtract the mana or el mana?
It's el mana or subtract. Is it al mana? Subtract mana or is it el mana? She only deserves a mana. If you say el mana means that she only gets a mana, this woman's a basula. Basula gets more than a mana. A mana only gets a mana. So, but if you say al mana means subtract the mana. And then we could say the fact that she's an almana, and the chanami, she deserves masayim. Why does she deserve masayim? She's a basula, but she's also an almana. The almana makes her lose that mana.
Why is that stronger than
basula? Basula gives her the right to 200. You have the right to 200, but guess what? You're also an almana, so now you lost your mana. If you tell me almana means you only deserve a mana, but now I deserve a masayim, because I'm also a basula, and I'm also an almana. So therefore, I deserve masayim inside the fact that I'm a basula. But if you say almana means we're going to subtract the mana, we know you deserve masayim. We know you're a basula. But you're losing your mana because you're also an almana. Okay. What? What'd you say? That's also that's called an almana. It's the same you say. They lose the mana. Fine. Zok the Heilok Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Katan Habalak Doyla, Asa Mukaseitz. What does it mean, Katan Habalak Doyla, Asa Mukaseitz? The Yerushalmi says, Katan Habalak Doyla can't be Meshur Besulim. So what does it mean, Asa Mukaseitz? The Rajba says, we're talking about you're not Meshur the Besulim, because it can't be Meshur the Besulim. It's a funny dimion. What does it mean? Asa mukaseitz. But according to Rashi, that has to be the case. Tosis Rid argues. Tosis Rid says, Asa mukaseitz kivan shehoitzi besuleh, afoge she'en biyasa biya, legor me'et anitka. Asa mukaseitz, because you are meishud besulim. It's Tosis Rid says. Shita Mekubetzis is Medayik in Rashi. Rashi says, Asa Mekazetz, Nihi De'en B'yasa B'yamiu Loi Gora Me'et Anitka. What does it mean, Loi Gora Me'et Anitka? Loi Gora, it's no worse than Et Anitka. What did Et Anitka do? Took out the Besulim. Loi Gora, it also took out the Besulim. According to the Rajba, it definitely has something Gora than Et Anitka. What does Et Anitka do?
Breaks
the Besulim. This doesn't break the Besulim. Maybe you say it's similar to Eitz Besulim, but it's, you can't say Loi Gora. So Rashi L'Chor holds like the Tosis Rid that it breaks the Besulim. With the Rabbana, the Pligi Amuka says Ksuvasamana. Now says Rashi, V'chein le'inyin koyin gadol, d'tnan lo'yisa es mukas eitz, hanami asirile. Says Rashi, this discussion that we have here of Gola Abak Tana is not only benegeya to Ksuba, it's also benegeya to the din of a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Mukas Eitz, he's also not allowed to marry a Kohen Abal Gadoyla. Now, boy, say, the Chayre, that Rashi that says that is going to be not like the Rashba. The Rashba says over here, we're talking about a case where you're not Meshud Abasulim. So what's the fart? It's all Tali in Chayn. Special din of Chayn. That over here, in other words, the Rajma is learning as follows. There's two different types of women that don't have a bia, but something happened to them. Something Madna happened. Those two women are Mukas Eitz. What happened Madna to Mukas Eitz? She lost her Besulim. And a cotton ball of Gdayla. What happened Madna to a cotton ball of Gdayla? There was something happened to her, right? There was some form of intercourse, you want to call it a bia, whatever you want to call it. These are both women that did not have a standard bia. Do we say that they lost their chayin? It's a similar type of thing. We can equate them. They're not identical. One is madna. What happened here is she lost her besulim. The other one's madna is because of the maisa. There was a ish that was a cotton ball there. So do they say that they lose their chayim because of that? The fizet has nothing to do with kohen gadol. Kohen gadol is not usher to a, because of nothing to do with chayim kohen gadol. So when Rashi says v'chayim le'inyan kohen gadol, the chayim Rashi is saying as follows: the yisoid over here is we're donning this up. Does this have a din of mukas eitz? Nothing to chayim. This is mamish mukas eitz over here. What happened by mukas eitz? She lost her besulim. Over here also, she lost her besulim. This is identical to Mukas Eitz. This is a Mukas Eitz. V'chein l'inyan kohen gadol. L'chori, that's going to be Rashi l'shita. So according to Tosfos, l'chori is no shayches to kohen gadol. And the shayla is, and Tosfos asked this kasha, that why would you say why should she be any less than Mukas Eitz? Lamaisa, so what's the word of Mukas Eitz? She lost her Besulim. This one also lost his Besulim. By cut and bug, according to Rashi, where Rashi says you lost your Besulim, Lama Lias Gorami Mukas Eitz. What's the pshat? Says Rashi. The Gemara says, Cotton Baal Gdoyle Asa Mukas Eitz, Kimris Kamishmol, Amar Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasar. What does that mean, says Rashi? Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasar Adam. Ve'i Be'ula Lo'ihavi Mukas Eitz Nami Lesa. It's a word in Rashi. Be'ula Lo'ihavi Mukas Eitz Nami Lesa. You have to know exactly what Rashi means over here. What? Somehow it's one or the other. Daf and Vissim Shan Rashi. I'll call upon him. Listen to this, Rabbi. You see, the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perik Yudayin Alocha Yudalid says the Rambam, Amukas Eitz is Asur L'Kohen Gadol. However, Behema that is Baal, an Isha, she's Mutter to a Kohen Gadol. If she's a Mukas Eitz, she's Asur L'Kohen Gadol. If a Behema is Baal, she's Mutter to a Kohen Gadol. Shaila is, what happens if it happened by, I don't know, by
Behema, she killed both of them.
Right. Why don't we kill her? Okay, maybe it happened by Ines, it was B'Shogig, I don't know, there's no Asura. We have to figure it out. There's no Asura. No Asura. So what's the pshat over here? Mukas Eitz is us to Kohen Gadol. Baal Behemas Mutter? Says the Kriya Sefer. It's talking about, the Rambam means he's Baal Leah Shaloi Kedarka. The Behemah is Baal Leah Shaloi Kedarka. He didn't break the Basulim. So it's not Mukas Eitz.
But
say it, but it's not Mukas Eitz. Our question is, every Behemah Shabbat Leah Lechayra is Asa Mukas Eitz.
About.
Says the Minchas Chinuch.
What if it's a regular person that was Shaloi Kedarka?
Yeah, so that's so, right. Okay, that's interesting. We'll have to deal with that. We'll deal with that totally. Very good. So, as the Minchas Chinuch, what's Pshat in Rambam? He says, the Rambam holds Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasa. The Rambam's Makar is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasa. So, over this, and the Rashi says that this is not given also to Kohen Gadol. It's very Gishmak. The Slach the Makar for the Rambam is from our Gemara. But Minchas Chinuch says I got an issue with Rashi though, because Rashi there in Yevamos Daf Nun Tesam and Beis says if an isha is nivala to a kelev, she's going to be mutter to a kohen gadol because it was shaloi kedarka. Rashi in Yevamos Daf Nun Tesam and Beis, which would sound like from Rashi if it was nivala kedarka. She's usher. I ain't mukas eitz bebasar. What's pshat in Rashi?
Shaloi kedarka doesn't that mean it's not normal?
No, it means that you're not being boiled in a place that you're going to be shoved with the besulim. That's what it means. You're not going to be boiled the besulim. You're not going to be shoved with the besulim. So you're not shoved with the besulim. Mashma, if you would be boiled regular, I ain't mukas eitz bebasar. Can you hear what? Yevamos Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that isha shenivala to a kelev is mutter to a kohen gadol. Says Rashi, cause it happened shaloi kedarka. Why does it have to say shaloi kedarka? The Rambam doesn't say shaloi kedarka. The Rambam says that it's mutter by a behema because ein mukas eitz bebasar. So why doesn't Rashi also say mukas eitz bebasar? Because Rashi has a different gear than our Gemara. Rabbi said Rashi's gear is ein mukas eitz bebasar adam. So therefore, if it's a Basar Behema, Rashi holds, that is Mukas Eitz. So we have over here three Shitas in the Gemara. One Shita in the Gemara is the Shita of the Rashba, and the other Rishonim, which is, we're not talking about, you weren't Meshe the Besulim, Bechlal. So the discussion of a Katan is nothing to do with being Meshe the Besulim. The whole discussion is about Chayin. Imagine, did she lose her Chayin or not? Ein Mukas Eitz Bebasar means she doesn't lose her Chayin. You don't lose a chayin just because if someone is boiled her for whatever reason. And that's the discussion. Hashem came according to Rashi in the Rambam. It's not a discussion of whether she lost her chayin or not. She says, is this called a mukas eitz? Mukas eitz for sure, ksubasa is money. But ain't mukas eitz babasa. Rashi says, ain't mukas eitz babasar adam. According to Rashi, if a behema would be boiled her, she would be for sure mukas eitz.
So she loses
chayin
if it's...
Hashem came. By Adam, Ein Mukas Eitz B'Basar Adam. And the Rambam says, even by Behema, we say Ein Mukas Eitz B'Basar. Now, Rabbi said, if you say that the word is Chayin, the Chayin Rashi makes absolutely no sense. Where does an Isha have less Chayin? If it was Mukas Eitz, or if a person was boil her?
A person was
boil. Avada, we would say Misvara. A person being boil you is much less Chayin than an Eitz.
An animal.
Whatever it is. So you have a discussion whether or not yes, mukas eitz bebasar adam, ein mukas eitz bebasar adam, ein mukas eitz bebasar, whatever. But for sure, an eitz is what has the most chayin, the least chisaron of chayin. But Rashi seems to say not like that. So what's pshat in Rashi over here?
Rashi's not saying it's not chayin. Rashi's not going with
chayin. Oh, Rashi writes the chayin is not going with chayin. So what's the vart in Rashi? So, Rabbi Sai, I'd like to say a very big chiddush. Please don't jump on my. Let me finish the chiddush, and then I see Beis Hashem and Siat Ishmael. I think it's according to all of the shitas. There's a Gemara. I have in my notes a Gemara in Sanhedrin. We have to find the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Beis Hashem, hopefully tonight we'll find the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is a Havamina. That Isha, that is Mukas Eitz, Shaloi Kedarka. Isha's Mukas Eitz, Shaloi Kedarka, is Asur to Kohen Gadol.
Is
Asur to Kohen Gadol. Have him in the Gemara. Isha, that's Mukas Eitz, Shaloi Kedarka.
What?
Shaloi Kedarka means it's you're not, the B is not happening in the right Makkum. Shalom Kedarik means it's not being done in the right place. So Mukas is about. So Mukas Eitz Shalom Kedarik means that he's the Eitz. There's some sort of intrusion of an Eitz, but not in the place of the Basula Machlal. And that Gemara is a half a minute that she's puzzled to a Kohen Gadol. So hold on a second. We always thought, what is the Vart of Mukas Eitz? What? So the result, she doesn't have Basulim. How could you have a Havamina Mukas Eitz Shalom Kedarka? Is possible to Kohen Gadol? What? What happened over here? Nothing happened. Mas Shteita Rabbi Sai. Shteita Mori de Kavart. Mukas Eitz is the Pshat. There was a Bias Eitz. I want to change the words. It's not Mukas Eitz. It's Bias Eitz. This Isha had something that went inside of her. It's Bias Eitz.
Anywhere?
The Gemara is a Havamina anywhere. Bias Eitz is going to pass over Kona. She's not a Basula anymore.
She got
Kenasla? She's not a Basula anymore. I don't have to see. She's not a Basula. Because Bias Eitz, even Shaloi Kedarka, is also called the Bia. What? Maskana says the Gemara, when is a Bias Eitz Nechshav a Bia? Only it's a Bia Kedarka. And it's Mesha the Basulim. That's when the Bias Eitz is a Din Bia. But if the Bias Eitz is Shaloi Kedarka, it's not called a Bia. But what's the Vort, Rabbi Sai, of Mukas Eitz? Mukas Eitz is called a Bias Eitz. Now, Rabbi Sai, if that's true, we understand Rashi. Rashi says, Katan Shabbal Agdoyla, Katan Shabbal Agdoyla, Asa Mukas Eitz. What does it mean, Asa Mukas Eitz? If you what we're saying, it means as follows. This Isha didn't have a Bias Ish. He didn't have a Bias Ish, but what did he have? This Isha didn't have a Bias Ish, because cotton is not called a Bia. But what did she have? She had a Bias Eitz. Asa Mukas Eitz. Therefore, this is called a Bias Eitz. What does Shmuel hold? Ein Mukas Eitz Bibasar. What does that mean? That means that this is not an Eitz. Aver Adam. So then it could be a Bias Adam. If you tell me now it's not a Bias Adam, it's garnished. It's not a Bias Eitz either. What do you mean? You broke the Basulim. Something went in and broke the Basulim. But that's not the Vart in Mukas Eitz. It's not about breaking the Basulim. It's about a Bias Eitz. This is not called a Bias Eitz. Why not? Because if Bia Bu'ulah Havi, so then Mukas Eitz Nami Lessa. The Machloek is Rashi and Rambam is in one thing. The Rambam says a Bias Behema is not called, it's not a Bia Klape in Isha. It has a din of an Eitz. The Rambam, no, I'm sorry. Rashi holds the Bias Behema. Rashi holds Bias Behema is not called a Bia Klape. It's a din of Eitz. So Ein Mukas Eitz Bebesar Adam. Only Adam is something that we categorically would say then Eitz Nami Loihave. Because when it comes to a behema is not categorized as a bia bechlal. Masha'im Kane, the Rambam holds, look, behemas, there's such a thing as a bia between behemas. Behemas also have bia, right? So a behema is not called Mukas Eitz. Ein Mukas Eitz Bibasar. Bibasar means if it's Basar Adam, Basar Behema, anything that there is involved in this Abiyah is not going to be considered Mukas Eitz. Ibula lehavi, Mukas Eitz nami lehavi. The Seitz, the Machlokes, Rashi and Rambam is, are you Nechshav? Bias Behema like Bias Adam. If you hold Bias Behema is not Bias Adam, so then a behema is like an eitz. If you hold Bias behema is like Bias Adam, so then a behema also, ein mukas eitz, Basar includes also behema.
If there's mukas eitz kedarka, but it doesn't break the basur, doesn't go in enough, is she a mukas eitz or not?
No.
So then this whole thing...
Okay. So, no, because I'll explain it to you. This is where it gets complicated. Vais the chais, an eitz is not considered to be a significant bia. What's going to make the bias eitz into a bia that's chashuva? The fact that it's shoveh the besulim. That gives it a status of a bia. We're going to see it in the. It's in the Yushalmi, in the Rajba. We're going to see it. That's a good. I mean, the Atoya is the pshat. There, because it's an adam, it's considered to be a bia. Even if it's not shoveh the besulim, it's considered a bia. But mukas eitz is only a second tier bia. Only if it's shoveh the besulim is it nechshav a bia. But see that in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says the following thing. Listen to the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, katan, that's is not, says the Yerushalmi, the katan is not shayva the besulim. If a katan is boiled kedarka, says the Yerushalmi, so then ksubasa is money. But if a katan is bashaloi kedarka, then ksubasa is masayim. Gadol, it's mashmi Yerushalmi, gadol ba kedarka lo kedarka, ksubasa masayim. Because gadol is a regular maisabiyah. A katan sheba kedarka, so then ksubasa money. What?
Gadol,
Baala, Gdoila, either way is going to be Big Dark Dain, Shiloka Dark is going to be Masayim. Mane, sorry, right, Mane. Apologize. It's considered a beer. That's what I mean to say, it's a beer. Either way, it's a beer. But by cutting Shabala Gdoila, if he's Baki Darka, it's Mane. Shiloka Dark, it's Masayim. Why? By Stachis, a cutting's beer the Yushami holds. It's not a good, it's a Shvacher beer. So if he's Baal Shiloka Dark, so then. It's not anyway not a good beer. So the whole beer is not nechshav beer. It's like two chatzi shears. Mitzidah it's not a beer. Mitzidah is not a beer. So therefore the beer is not considered to be nechshav. But if he's bol kedarka, that's enough already to say nechshubasa masayim. We have to see that. But my point is as follows. If he's nechshubasa mana, sorry.
Even if he's not sure
the besulim. I believe so. Believe so. So he's saying there's different dargos. Cotton is more than an eitz. Cotton is still, so that is even without being shover. Eitz needs to be shover. Cotton doesn't need to be shover, but it needs to be kedarka.
So the
Rambam
has two bars in the
Rambam. What we're saying is as follows. Skum tochois. That according to Rashi, the vort in the Gemara is you need a maisabiyah. It has to be, and mukaseitz is called a maisabia. Ein mukaseitz bebas, the Shmuel says, that's not called a maisabias eitz. It's not called a mukaseitz. Why? Because in bu'ulo lo yhavi, mukaseitz nami, lesa. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Ika the masni, lo lehosh maitzav ampe nafshe. Kon balag doilo. Rav Amar Asa Mukaseitz. Shmuel Amar Ein Mukaseitz Bebasa. In the Sefer Pardes Yitzchak, he brings two of them shatim. What difference does it make if it's Ban Pei Nafshe or not Ban Pei Nafshe? What does it mean? Some people said it happened on its own, Ban Pei Nafshe. What difference does it make if it's Ban Pei Nafshe? It's not Ban Pei Nafshe. Rashi says Ban Pei Nafshe means was quoted from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Who cares who quoted it?
First hand, better.
What difference does it make? I mean, you don't trust Yehuda Amar Rav. What difference does it make if it's Ban Pei Nafshe or not? We trust him, right? So the Shita brings another pshat. Ban Pei Nafshe means it wasn't going on the Mishnah. Because then it's Negei, the Mishnah is Negei to Mamoin. And it's also negeya to Kohen Gadol, so it's also negeya to Isser. So how do we passing like Rav, passing like Shmuel, Hilchos Kirab Bedini, Shmuel Bisura. So it depends if it's going on the Mishnah, it's Bedini. If it's going on not the Mishnah, it's Kohen Gadol, it's Isser. That's maybe one pshat. Another pshat might be because according to what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, Shmuel and Rav didn't speak to each other. It was not a chalik of Shmuel and Rav. Rav said something. Shmuel came later, and he had his kamisa kamei Shmuel. So maybe we only paskin like Rav when he has a direct machlekes with Shmuel. When Shmuel comes afterwards, then maybe paskin like Shmuel. Okay. Akoponim. Maser Rav Oishia. Rishi effect Akasha. Gadol Shabal Ktana, Vakotin Shabal Gdoilo, Mukaseis Ksubasan Masayim. Divir Ameir. So the Gemara is asking a question. The Chayra, according to what we're saying, that we said, Rav said that Katnabal Gdol Asa Mukaseitz. So why didn't the Chachamim argue also on Katnabal Gdol? Why the Chum only argue on Mukaseitz? Amarav Achikamer. Gadol Habal Ktana Veloy Klum. The Pachas Mikan Kenosin Etzba Ba'ayin Dami. The cotton habalak doila asa mukas eitz. Mukas eitz gufa plukta der amev rabbanon. Okay. Comes the Rashba. It says the Rashba, he has two kashas. Asks the Rashba, first of all, when Rava came to say hachikamar, why did Rava need to give this whole introduction about Godol Abal Ktana Kenoisin Etzba Ba'ayin Dami, that whole thing, what was that necessary for? His first question. His second question is that it's a little strange for you to say that Katan Abal Gdoila is like Mukas Eitz, if you have not yet told me what the din of Mukas Eitz is. Katan Abal Gdoila is like Mukas Eitz. Okay, and what's Mukas Eitz? Oh, Mukas Eitz is Machlokes. These are two kashas the Rajba asks. Question number one. Why are you bothering me with Gadol Abal Ktana? Why is that relevant? What is that negeya? What are you talking about that for? Question number one. Question number two is, why are you telling me that Katan Abal Gdoila is like Mukas Eitz if I don't even know what Mukas Eitz is? These are the Rajba's two kashas. Now, everybody say. Says the Rajba the following thing. Listen. Katan Abal Gdoila. Was she Meshe the Besulim? Was he Meshe the Besulim? Rajba.
No.
Wasn't Meshe the Besulim. So even though you're not Meshe the Besulim, and even though you're telling me it's not a Bia, still she loses her Ksuba. So why is it then that Gadol Abal Ktana doesn't lose her Ksuba? I don't understand. I do have a problem with the din of Gadol Abal Ktana. Gadol Abal Ktana, why is it different than Katan Abal Gdoila? Both of them are women. Ava Pisha Ein Biyase Biya Ein Alamone. It's identical. So you have to explain to me the difference, says the Rajba. Hold on. If you go like Rashi Rabbi Isai, this question doesn't start. What's the difference between Katan Abal Gdoila and Gadol Abal Ktana? Very simple. Meshe B'sulim. The Rajba Lishitase holds, you're not Meshe B'sulim in either case. In either case is Meshe the B'sulim. Katan Abal Gdoila is not Meshe B'sulim, and Gadol Abal Ktana is not Meshe B'sulim. So what's the difference? Therefore, the Gemara has to say, I'll tell you the difference. The Gemara is anticipating that question. Well, the difference is that over here it's Kenoisin Etzba Ba'ayin Dami. What does that mean? Hachi Pirushai. Gadol Abal Ktana Losev Loiklum Deha Eina Re'uya Lebiya. She's not Roy for Bia. You're not doing anything to her because she's not right. Not just he's not doing a bia to her, she is not right to bia. I would even say Nazan Nusach. Rabbi say, when is she of Dachena? She's of Dachena if he does a bia by Samakam. But what happens if he's bald, be'etzpa, be'ayin? Is it of Dachena if someone puts his finger in her eye? No, that's what happened. It's not Avdechena. It's Kenois and Etzba Ba'ayin. She's not Avdechena, it's Kenois and Etzba Ba'ayin. The Vart is not the Pshat of Pesulah Choizrim. Pesulah Choizrim is just a Giloi to us. It's just showing us that it's not Avdechena. That it's not a Bia. She's not Ruyal a Bia. What does that mean? This is not called that he's boiled by Isamakam. Isamakam is the Makam of Bia. It's not the Makam of Bia Bechlau. It's like Kenois and Etzba Ba'ayin. It's not Avdechena. That's what the Rajba says. Rabbi said the kasha of the Rajba is only Shitasai. Fashtetz, according to Rashi, it's a very big difference between Katan Abal Gdoila and Gadol Abal Ktana. What? That's called a Maisa happened to her. It's a Maisa Kedushin. Maisa Kedushin happened to her. That causes that he lost the Chiba.
It happened. It just goes back.
It's not Oysa Makam. That's what I'm telling you. It's not Oysa Makam. No, it's Oysa Makam is Makam Bia. It's not Makam Bia. Right now, it's not Makam Bia. It's not. That means that it's not yet Makam Bia. That's what it's saying to us. No, the Torah is telling us this is not yet called a Makam. If the Bisulah Chayzrim, that means you can't do a Bia to this woman. You can't do a Bia. It's not Makam Bia. She's Ainu Ro'il LeBia Bisulah Chayzrim. Yeah. Akoponim, this is the way the Rajba learns. I'll read to you the Rashba inside. Rabbi said the Rashba says, Achi Komar. Godel Habal Tana, Le Asalai Klum, Da Einaru Uyelibia, Ubusulea Chayzrim. Abal Kana Bala Gdoila, Afalpi Shehu Einaru Uyelibia. Mikomachem, Hinru Uyelibia. The Kimet Shanase Ba Maisa Klal, Achashe Nearest Libia, Batalchena. Once she's nearest Libia, and a Maisa was done to her, Batalchena. In other words, it seems that the Rashba is saying, it's all Tali in Chain. Nice and Etzba Ba'ain, she's not, she doesn't lose her Chain. And that's not called that anything happened to her. Kivin Shanasa Ba Maisa Klal Achashinus Ba'ain Batalchena. It's not called a Maisa happened to her. A Maisa can't happen. She'ena Kol Hodech Achar Bi'asai El Achar Bi'asah. When it comes to Chain, it's all Tali in and her having a Maisa Bi'ah. There's no Maisa Bi'ah. The Harezu Kimukas 8 She'ena Ben Bi'ah. This is like Mukas 8, which is not a Ben Bi'ah. So Rabbi Say, it seems that the Rashba says everything is Tali and Chain. But the Rashba says, over here, it's not Batalchena. Harizu Kimukaseit, she ain't a Ben Bia. What does it mean? She's not, what Mukaseit says, ain't a Ben Bia.
An eighth.
An eighth is not a Ben. Who's talking about the eighths being a Ben Bia? We're talking about the eighth loses Chaim because she doesn't have her Besulim. Because something muck. What? Weiss the Chais. The Rashba also holds a Bias eighth, Rabbi Sai. The Rashba says Bias eighth is what makes her lose the Chaim. But the other man, it's because it's ain't a Ben Bia, therefore it doesn't lose her Chaim because it's not called a Maisa Bia. That's the Machloikis, if it loses her Chaim or not. Because everyone says, "Hove a nice ba maisa." The lashon of the Rashba is the man d'amar that says she loses her chain. Hove a nice ba maisa ke'ein maisa ish. Maisa ke'ein maisa ish. What does that mean? Maisa ke'ein maisa ish. I want to say a very big chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. What happens if a woman she sustains an injury without there being any type of intrusion? Let's say she falls. She falls and she breaks her basulim. What's her ksuba? She falls. I don't know if it's shach, such a thing.
Mukasetum.
It's not. There was no maisa ken maisa ish. Mukasetz means it has to be a bia. Bia seitz. There's no bia seitz. If it means fall, that means that maybe when she fell, something there was in some sort of something went in. Something was nichnas. If she just falls, so then it's not Kain Maisa Ish. It's not Naisa but Maisa, Kain Maisa Ish. There's no Maisa Ish over there. That's not Kain Maisa Ish. What does that have to do with Maisa Maisa? Kain Maisa Ish. It's Ain a Ben Bia. What does it mean? We can say it's Ain a Ben Bia. What does that have to do with being a Ben Bia or not? So that's what we're suggesting. Because Eitz is something Bias Eitz. Aisha's Macha be'etzba l'mashal. Aisha's Macha be'etzba. The halacha is she doesn't. She has her ksuba, even though she doesn't have besulim. So do you need dafka that has to be nasa ba maisa kein maisa ish? Or not? It's chavut emechta. You have to see what the Rishonim say over there in that case.
Is it a student
or say the Rashba? No, I was saying, the Rashba also holds it's Tali. The Chain is Tali in a Maisa Bia. Yeah. It has to be Kain Maisa Ish, like a Maisa Ish. It's not a Maisa Ish, it has to be David or Maisa Ish. Bias Eitz is Kain Maisa Ish. Let's go weiter, Rabbi Sai. Okay. Says the Gemara, my Rav, how come a gala balaktana with a plum? Because we come, it's by ayin dummy. A balakdoyla asa munkas eitz. Because it's guva plukter a mebra upon her. Rabbi say, according to Rashi, the word of Godol, Kotna balak doyla asa munkas eitz. What does it mean, asa munkas eitz? It means it's mamish munkas eitz. So then, the Chayra, it doesn't bother me that we're mentioning Katna Balak Dola before Mukas Eitz. All we're saying is, Katna Balak Dola is a form of Mukas Eitz. And I'm about to tell you what Mukas Eitz is. The Rajman is Kasha. The Rajman says, well, I understand. Why are you telling me about Katna Balak Dola is like Mukas Eitz without telling me what Mukas Eitz is? Because it's not that it is Mukas Eitz. It's like Mukas Eitz. Okay, but you didn't tell me what Mukas Eitz is. But according to Rashi, all I'm doing is, Katna Balak Dola is a form of Mukas Eitz. And Mukas Eitz is X. It's not comparing the two of them. According to the Rajba, that we're comparing Mukas Eitz to Katan Balak Doyla, they're not the same. Because Katan Balak Doyla isn't Meshur Besulim. And Mukas Eitz is Meshur Besulim. So we're just saying, this will have the status of that. Okay, so then, why are you telling me the one that's the Dimyan before you tell me what the Halacha is? According to Rashi, it's not two different things. Katan Balak Doyla is Mukas Eitz, means this is a form of Mukas Eitz. And the Din of Mukas Eitz we're about to tell you. We don't have the kasha of the Rashba. What's the machlokes? Amar Rami Bar Chama, machlokes b'shehikirba. The Rameh medami lo lebageres, the Rabbanah medami lo lebula. Aval lo hikirba divrei akol v'loi klum. Mai lo hikirba divrei akol v'loi klum. Because the Rameir Amai, the Rameir Amai, Medami Lebageres, Medami Lebeula, Bula Sabed Bamais, Abide Adam, Halo Sabed Bamais, Bide Adam, Rabban Adami Lebeula, and Dami Lebageres, Sabed Bamais, Klal, Halo Sabed Bamais, Avalo Hiku, but the Rakova like Klum. If you didn't know, you get nothing. Everybody said, what happens if a person doesn't know that an Ish is a Bageres?
Nanit.
You didn't know. She's a Bagaris. Seems like everyone agrees her Ksuba is going to stay Masayim. Because her Ksuba before was Masayim. Her Ksuba before was Masayim. Now, what about Mukasets? What did the Gemara say? That according to the Rabbanan, according to Rameir, a medami lo lebageres, and says Rameir, if you find out afterwards she was mukas eitz, still, what's the din? She gets nothing. Frek the rishayim, I don't understand. Rameir's medami lo lebageres. Bageres, if you find out afterwards she's a bageres, she gets her ksuba. Mukas eitz, you find out afterwards she's a mukas eitz, why doesn't she still get her ksuba? What's the din of mukas eitz if she told him it was mukas eitz? Ksuba sa? Masayim. So, let it also still be Ksuba Masayim. What's the difference? In this, we have a machloikis between the Rajba and the Toysus HaRosh. This machloikis Rajba and Toysus HaRosh. L'choyra, if you're maimik in the machloikis, Rabbi Yisai, and you understood what we said today, L'choyra, you'll see this is a machloikis L'shitasa. And we're going to continue, Bez Hashem, B'linadu, with this. Hopefully tomorrow.